in general terms that we don't have a published policy on this. In fact, policy is not a word that I use a lot. We tend to talk in terms instead of guidelines that give us a way to make decisions, but that also give us flexibility that we think we need to really consult people and consider the particulars of any individual case. So we don't have, ironclad rules posted around the newsroom on these matters.
What we took into account of in this case is, and we talked about it in the newsroom, and what was unusual about this particular case was that prior to any charges being filed, there was a news conference which was held. A picture was handed out of the person in custody, and specific details of the arrest and naming of all the agencies which participated in that arrest, coupled with what we were able to put together with his background, we came to the conclusion that, you know what, we're comfortable running this because it's really unusual for an arresting agency to provide all that information prior to any charges being made. We felt in this case there's a pretty good reason that they laid all their cards on the table as they did before charges were made, and we felt that in this case that allowed us to take the step and decide to name him and show his picture.
Mark, have there been cases when you're on the desk or whatever you call it there in which you wouldn't do that?
I think it's a case-by-case thing. What was I think unique in this case is they came out and handed us a picture, detailed the arrest, and we were able to really go through his background before we made any decision. If it were a case where they had a news conference, gave us this information, and said, you know what, we're giving you this now, and it would hamper our investigation because you sit on this information for another few hours, we would probably agree to do that. In this case, we didn't see any harm that it wasn't going to affect the investigation, and felt that based on the numerous cases that we cover that involve arrests, that this was pretty unusual that they went to the level of detail in the arrest of him and giving us the picture that this was an unusual circumstance.
So you were pretty much convinced that they were pretty much convinced that they had the right guy?
Yes.
Do you run the risk, Scott, or Mike for that matter, where you feel like you're getting, not in particular in this case, but maybe in past cases, and I think the Brad Dunlap case was before your tenure here, Scott, where you get the feeling that maybe you're being used to smoke out a suspect or something. Do you run that risk at all?
Brad Dunlap was before my time, and if Mark wants to address that, I'll let him do that. I think that's possible. I'm sure it has happened in the past. I didn't get any sense of that in this case. I think, the things that we take into consideration, I guess to generalize, would include the benefits of reporting fully and accurately as opposed to any harm that we might do. And we know that in some cases we can't eliminate harm entirely, but we try to minimize it.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the benefits to reporting fully vital, accurate information, including the man's name, included addressing the huge public interest in this case and the hundreds of people who have volunteered their time and money and effort to assist in the search mm-hmm. for Katie Poirier, but also the thorough and I think pretty excellent work that we've been able to do reporting on it. As we speak, I'm not sure that prosecutors have charged this man yet, although they were supposed to have about 20 minutes ago. If we held off on identifying him, we would not have been able to offer people the kind of reporting that we've been doing for the past 2 days involving his various other names. There could be, and I think would have been, a great deal of confusion that perhaps we've been able to head off as a result of careful but thorough reporting on this.